Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have an absolutely jam-packed broadcast transmission for you today. It is Thursday, the 28th day of July 2011. Now, out of the gate, I ended up playing the special report in overdrive yesterday, so I'm going to get back into the actual technicals of what I believe is the greatest threat facing humanity, and that is unchecked genetic engineering, human clones, humans being spliced with plants, animals, insects, reptiles, amphibians, fish. It's all being done, and it's admitted in plain view. Now we've learned since the 1960s, but more and more they're admitting they've been doing it secretly. And I want to break down why this is a threat, because I got a few emails and saw a few comments on our special report with people saying, what's wrong with technology? Well, what's wrong with a firearm? Nothing, unless a bad person is using it to shoot you in the head. And so we have the headline breaking down the proof and the facts of all this information at Infowars.com. I've moved it back to the top of the page in featured news. Genetic genocide, humanity's greatest threat. And the name of the video that accompanies the article is Genetic Armageddon, Humanity's Greatest Threat, and we're going to be going over that more today. The American Dream report did an accompanying article. Part human, part animal hybrid monsters are being created by scientists all over the planet. They go through the proof, and that was my intention. I asked other journalists, reporters, filmmakers, YouTubers to look at this information yourself. You'll dig up even more than we've dug up and talk about it. Get a buzz going about real issues, not whether, you know, the NFL was going to have a strike or whatever. Also, tying into this, forced DNA collection without search warrant violates privacy rights. EFF urges appeals court to block unconstitutional federal law. Also, Aaron Dykes has a detailed report, also at Infowars.com. Target Africa, GMO crop push is depopulation scheme by the Rockefeller and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We have Sheriff Richard Mack, who's now moved to Central Texas. Everybody is. It's great. Good to have him here. The Health Ranger, Sheriff Mack, so many others over the years moving here. And he's going to be in studio with us coming up in the third hour today. And we're going to be talking about Operation Fast and Furious. We're going to be talking about the court site situation that is what martial law police state looks like. We have an article today on that, court site Arizona, blueprint for a police state. We've got the latest on the bankers positioning the United States for total bankruptcy. We're already bankrupt hundreds of times over through fraud. We don't owe but a fraction of the derivatives that they've had our criminal, traitorous, treacherous, words can't describe it, politicians have us sign on to. Also, there's lots of hyperventilating and fear-mongering going on right now. Oh, my goodness. We're in such grave danger. Exclusive Fox News, AWOL soldier arrested over concerns of possible second attack on Fort Hood. He was reportedly from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, home of the Night Stalkers. And he had come back into the Fort Hood area. Reportedly, he may have lived there previously, and they're trying to make the connection to Major Hassan, who for 2 years was run by Anwar al-Awlaki, number three man in al-Qaeda, who, of course, was getting direct orders from the Pentagon. And when Congress asked to see the 2 years of emails they'd been surveilling, they were told national security, Congress can't see that. But I wanted to dovetail that with Obama to approve al-Qaeda embassy in Washington. Can't make that up. And also, Daily Mail, no porn or prostitution. Islamic extremists set up Sharia law-controlled zones in British cities. And I've looked at the video of these guys. This is definitely staged. In fact, some people involved, the head of the group, admit they work with the government. These guys are MI5 and MI6. We'll break it all down. Stay with us.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
July 2011, and we are tracking the globalist crime syndicate as they continue to roll out new pre-planned phases of their global government, their private, fascistic, anti-free market, anti-family, anti-private property, criminal takeover of society, their takeover of the genetic engineering of the crops, their takeover of every facet of life on this planet, what the globalists call full spectrum dominance. We are here attempting, with some success and growing success, which is very exciting, to try to activate the warning system, the survival instincts that are within all human beings, that beat deep within our breast, a desire to uplift the species, to build, to explore, to trailblaze, and to protect the innocent, the children, the women, the men, the people of our planet. We are here to bring hope, but real hope. The only hope is in facing just how serious the crisis is, just how criminal and ruthless and psychopathic the globe's current controllers and ruling class are. If you studied history, you know ruling classes tend to become very decadent, especially when they're in power for a long time. They have completely eroded the sovereignty of every nation on earth, but a handful of third world countries they're now mopping up. Does it mean those third world countries are run by good people? In most cases, no. The point is, they are not setting up the global eugenics extermination grid. Russia is extremely corrupt, with a corrupt old-line oligarchy running it. But Russia is not financing eugenics, forced sterilization, and population reduction. Russia, from my analysis, it's public information, is paying the public to have children. So I think that's important to add. China made a secret deal in 1975 with U.S. ambassador to China, now declassified, through State Department memorandums, 200 and others, George Herbert Walker Bush, for China to be the new industrial base and to be at the top of the new world order after the United States is brought to third world status, if they would begin exterminating large portions of their population in the womb and even after they're born with the dreaded one-child policy, now, of course, public. All right, I am now digressing, ladies and gentlemen. Let me give you the news that we have in front of us today. This story is of the utmost importance by Kurt Nemo. It is posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we need everyone to get this report out to their email list, to their friends, to their families. Busting Posse Comitatus, military cops arrest civilians in Florida City. Now, I've read Kurt Nemo's article. It's excellent. It has scores of links to other examples of this happening, but it's so much worse than you can even put in an article. So before I read the article, let me just break something down. 2 years ago, all over California, armed Marines from the bases began setting up checkpoints in multiple counties with firearms on their side, searching citizens' cars and doing breathalyzer tests. Completely illegal, in your face, and it was in a CHIPS press release. It is the only reason we know about it. And the Marines defended it and got very arrogant when we tried to call him and get him on as guest and basically laughed at us and said, look, we're taking over. That's the end of it. Shut up. 2 years ago, and it's continued in a four-state area centering around Tennessee, regular Army, Army Reserve, regular Air Force Reserve, MPs from all branches, Marines, ATF, FBI, DEA, TSA, Viper teams, federal marshals from more than 20 agencies set up checkpoints shutting down major highways, searching families, trucks, you name it. When the governor said, you didn't ask me to do this, get out, they said, Presidential Decision Directive 50, and they also cited the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. And that's all covered in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Absolutely seminal to give you a full spectrum. I just got chills just thinking about that film and what we've proven. Full spectrum takeover. Please listen to me. There's been covert operations that have come out. I remember in 1998 in the Pensacola News Journal, we have copies of it still on Infowars.com, actual scans of the newspaper. The Marine Corps training facility with Marines and their cadets, trainees, entered Hobbs Middle School for over 5 hours, lining the children up at machine gun point, screaming, this is martial law. Martial law will come to America. Bill Clinton, this is a quote, Bill Clinton wants you to know what martial law is like. That was in the newspaper. I covered it. By then, my show had become syndicated on a few stations and on shortwave and satellite, and the paper came out and said, well, they did say all those things, but still Alex Jones is bad for scaring Pensacola. All on record. Now remember, as I talk to you, there are hundreds of cases I have confirmed. I interviewed a Marine Corps captain who got out of the Marines after a decade and who started a computer company. I went to his mansion and interviewed him there, and he's in Road to Tyranny, 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Why did he sit down for the interview and show me photos and documents? He said, I knew it was wrong when I did it, but now I understand why we did it. And he said, I was stopped at an Army checkpoint in Kyle, Texas, and they've had a bunch of them. And he said, these are totally illegal. I'm going to spill my guts. And he raided gun shops for small gun infractions. You didn't fill out the form right. In the late 1980s, in beta testing, then they created larger teams, he raided gun shops. I said, you raided drug dealers. He said, no, gun shops and gun dealers' homes. U.S. Marines, and he went along with it, so he then traveled up the command structure, and then he became a police officer for a while, but he also got a degree in computer programming, went and made a bunch of money doing that. And he showed me all his police stuff, and the rest of it, he's a police officer in Florida. But the point is that he is in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. It's a 2.5-hour film. It's in the last 30 minutes. Go watch it. In the 1980s, they had secret teams of Marines in police blue windbreaker jackets. That was their uniform. With police raiding gun dealers, just coming into the family gun shop and with the ATF and local police and having Marines there. I've been to the urban warfare drills where they train to take your guns 2 years ago, also in Road to Tyranny. Became a national news story. It was in the Arcadia, Iowa newspaper. It said the local gun shop is practicing being raided, and the town of, 700, they said, will be shut down, and everyone has agreed in the town to have Marines, no, it was Army. I interviewed the colonel. We got the colonel on about it. To have the Army go door to door and practice gun confiscation in the homes. Now, just as in the case of other events around the country that we've covered, like Pensacola, after they do this and we make a big stink, the paper attacked us and said we were crazy. Sure, it was true they were doing this, but it was for Iraq. Yeah. I've been to the urban warfare drills, and one of the more famous was in Oakland. Over 1,000 Marines, Israeli troops, French, Dutch, Czech Republic, Australian, hundreds of role players screaming, I'm an American, please not the camp. They let us into a media guided tour. They shut down a university to do it. And they would never let us go into the actual drill areas very close. And they wouldn't, the former Marine, who was the civilian spokesman, last name was Jones, he's in the film, forget his first name, you'll see him say, no, you can't film this. Well, we got around the bureaucracy. They were also giving citizens tours. So we just checked out and stopped saying that we were media and just reinserted ourselves as citizens wanting to videotape. As citizen tours, and they let us film. Okay, they bring the Americans out of the house. They put them on their knees. They go, all right, watch this execution and simulate killing Americans. They simulate, and they do it in Afghanistan. It's admitted. They just kill the prisoners. They do whitewashes where they release, they accidentally shot some guys off a motorbike. They thought they might be Al-Qaeda. That's all a whitewash. They have admitted they wipe out entire villages. So the point is, they bring the American militia people out, and they set them down on their knees, and they shoot them, and they shoot you in the back of the head. And then they simulate kicking you into the grave. That is in Police State 2000. And about 29 Palms, and the troops ask, will you shoot at Americans? About the officers coming out and saying, yes, we're being trained to take on the American people. This is going on. And the issue here is they set up Brigade Homeland that was first going to be 5,000 troops, then 20,000 by 2011. By 2012... and this has been in the mainstream news, Army Times, you name it, 378,000 troops who are former combat troops from kicking down doors, face scanning people at checkpoints, issuing tracker cards, running drone attacks, running SWAT attacks, bringing them into America. Now, when we come back, we'll get into this latest thing. Where the Air Force base announces itself, they are arresting U.S. citizens outside the base. But wait, it gets worse. And this isn't even in his article. Remember last year, Fox News in upstate New York said, yes, the U.S. Army Reserve has helped arrest 2,000 people for drugs and guns, and it shows them driving families under roadside car scanners with them in them. We'll be right back.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm begging you to listen very carefully to me. I have been to urban warfare drills all over the country. I have sent my film crews all over the country. Just last year, I sent Rob Dew and cohorts up to Illinois, and we even got from one of our local radio affiliates full media passes. They trained to put the citizens of Illinois in the sports stadium. They use Boy Scouts and girls as the citizens to be put in the camps. They did gun confiscation drills. Okay? I have footage from Hebron, Maryland, where they march up to the camera people who live there and say, you're not allowed to videotape. And then they threaten to arrest them, Marines with guns. We later learned, and it's on tape, in Police State 2000. That's been out for 12 years. Came out in 99. We then learned it was Boy Scouts running around, going in their parents' home. This is on record. And the police chief defends it. And coming back and telling the Marines what guns they have. By the way, when I was in California in 1999 covering Urban Warrior, I got back to the hotel there in Oakland at 10 o'clock at night, turned on CNN, and they'd been there that day, and they were saying, the troops are training for Macedonian operations in the Bosnia-Herzegovina crisis. And sure, every bit of training they do is dual use, but that was deceptive. It was all America, America, America. So I knew they were really training for this in America, that it was illegal, violation of federal law, common sense. Everybody knows it's the military in Nazi Germany that takes over. It's the military that takes over in Guatemala. It's the military that takes over in all of these places. It's the military took over in Rome with Julius Caesar. It's always the threat that you get bad government that commands the military against the people. But it's so diametrically opposed to the American system and law that quietly, since the mid-1980s, they have been creating cadres, testing troops, seeing if they'll do it. And here's what's scary. They've now announced it 2 years ago that, yeah, troops are going to be on the streets for economic collapse or terror attack. And you learn then from the RAND Corporation documents in 99 that I learned about because they were in the Austin American Statesman, that they've written the plan to militarize police, the threat fusion centers that are really spy systems under federal merger, most of them being put in old military bases under military control. I mean, this is so hellish what we're facing. And now they just roll it out. Yeah, there's troops at the Kentucky Derby. We don't have the state police run out when folks, you know, as is tradition, run out on the field. We have Army run out with guns and pull them. Every year it's done on purpose as a beta test. The Super Bowl, it's all about conditioning, the TSA. But the military is going to back up the TSA on the streets. As I told you 9 years ago, saw Governor Ridge admit the whole plan, fit into the overall strategy they've had. Now they just admit it to you. Now, here's the issue. People, 15 years ago, we'd talk about this. 12 years ago, we'd talk about it. They'd say, well, why would the Army want to take over? They want to protect America. They want us to make money. You know, America's good. Don't say my son is in the Army's bad. I'm not saying your son is in the Army's bad. They got rid of the laws 15 years ago and then again 12 years ago to where foreign banks could do whatever they wanted and create any amount of counterfeit financial instruments and sell them to states, counties, pension funds, sell them to the federal government. And now that they failed, not only are we out the money from the investments, they say, oh, well, the whole financial system will be brought down if you don't promise to prop up the 1.5 quadrillion globally, 600 plus trill that the Washington Post says is what the U.S. owes. Now, this is like if I go to Las Vegas and run up a $2 million gambling debt and I come knock on your door and say, by the way, Mr. Johnson or Mrs. Smith, you owe this for me. If you don't, the economy will collapse. You'd be like, get out of here, you nutcase. Shouldn't have gone and blown the money in Las Vegas. But see, these banks maneuvered us into this by design. They've done this in countless third world countries. They've done this in first world countries. And so they started fever pitch getting the military ready, federalizing the police ahead of this. And the cops and military that carry this out, they're going to have their pay cut, their pension fund stolen. They're already all over the country calling police. Well, when things go bankrupt, you're going to have to give up half your pension fund. But it doesn't matter because they're psychologically profiling and testing with these long 600-question psychological profile tests. They're finding kind of Dudley Do-Right, kind of wimp, good guy people. Like they're real dumb. They think they're good guys. They believe whatever the higher-ups tell them like dogs. And they're kind of hiring these, you know, these wimp, tough guy types. to use them against the American people. They don't, by the way, they don't hire high intelligence, crafty soldiers. They hire low IQ morons. We'll tell you about it when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg with eFoods Direct. Babs, you work a lot with shipping, and things are going absolutely nuts with this new Independence Month Patriot Pack that eFoods is giving away.
The way things are going, we're shipping thousands of these great little Patriot Packs out. Just an example, Sherry from Arkansas made a $1,300 order. We shipped her five free Patriot Packs, $750 more free food.
Folks are really surprised at what we're actually giving away. Now, folks, we've had 235 years of freedom in this country, so for every $235 worth of food ordered, we give away a $149 Patriot Pack free.
To order the best food on the planet, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A free 12-day supply Patriot Pack with every $235 worth of food ordered. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to open the phones up for the first 5 or 10 callers or so, only for military and police that are listening. It's still a free country. You're allowed to call in here and talk about things that are illegal and expose them. We are not in a total secret police state yet unless we give into it. And I have hundreds of news articles where they admit the Army, the Marine Corps, they're running checkpoints all over the country arresting U.S. citizens. And I've played the newscast here over and over again, that Fox News piece out of upstate New York where, oh, the Army arrested 2,000 people. And it shows families being driven under high-powered X-ray machines shooting through the car. Just a few years before, you know, the Border Patrol are in lead-shielded facilities to do this. The people are made to get out of the car, and it's sent over rollers. But see, let the Army grunts die. We test chemicals, biologicals on them. We've stolen their death benefits. We're always cheating them. By the time they figure it out, it'll be too late. And the really dumb ones, we'll just hire them and make them police officers. I mean, that is the policy. And so they just got the military on the Fox News piece. In fact, I'm going to have Paul Watson, because he's the one that wrote it, add that article to Kurt's article so you can see it. I forget the exact headline. In fact, will you just get me Watson online, please? Thank you. Thank you very much. Because I want to, I mean, that won't even add any one-tenth of the proof here, but and Kurt's got dozens of examples, but I want folks to see this. I mean, they think you're complete idiots. They got the troops out there going, yeah, we catch drugs and guns out here in the middle of nowhere. Shows families driving under the X-ray scanners. And there they are just being blasted with the radiation. I mean, you think it's bad for the family to drive under a high-powered X-ray that makes a chest X-ray look like mother's milk? Imagine being those troops. And it turns out for 7 years or more, I guess eight, they've known at Boston Logan and four other airports that were testing body scanners that it's massively increasing the levels of cancer. And when those agents get sick, they just say, go home and die, pal. Just like they're still blocking health care for the 9/11 responders, saying, oh, you're not getting cancer from this. Doesn't matter, every major institution that studied it and looked at it says they are dying at the number of cancers in some cases are tenfold. Their lungs are full of asbestos. The CAT scans show it. They just say, in fact, I saw it on Fox News, no link to first responders and cancer. Remember, New York Post attacking first responders last year when they were very close to getting congressional law passed to finally get health care. And they said, oh, they're just a bunch of ripoff artists, these cops and military and medics. Remember the New York Post? They're just a bunch of money grubbers. Yeah, I've seen the CAT scans, even on the mainstream news, their lungs full of it. Remember they told you the air was safe to breathe? Turned out they knew it wasn't safe, but they got to keep that cover-up going. Yeah, they really care about you. They really care about you over there at News Corp. Absolutely sickening. So remember that, police and military. But it doesn't matter. The types of people, and this was only going on in the last 15 years. Previous to that, police departments would try to hire smart, tough guys. They'd go check up on you if you were from the neighborhood. You get in fights when you were a kid. Were you a tough guy? Unofficial manuals even got written on it. Did you like to go after bullies? Were you basically like a hunter of corruption? That's what good old-fashioned police departments wanted. Now they want below 100 IQs, the lower the better, people who will follow whatever orders you give them. I remember state police 10 years ago in Texas, on average, seemed a lot smarter. Man, I've run into them now, and you talk to them, and I mean, they seem like they'd have trouble tying the shoelaces. And we published internal DPS memorandum yesterday about we are trying to basically only recruit former military right now. But by former military, they mean specifically the types that really haven't seen combat. They've just been through drill camp and learned how to submit and been brainwashed and then not seen any combat and been in resupply, who now want to wage war against the American people, you and your wife when they pull you over. So that's the model going on here. And so let me explain it. Criminals took over America, the big banks that run the narcotics publicly, run by the government that ships the guns to the drug gangs in the U.S. and outside the U.S. to control the drug trade. They need really dumb cops who can just go write tickets and don't understand this. And they're listening right now, some of them. They're like, what? The government deals the drugs, but then I arrest people for drugs. You arrest low-level users who are then put in private prisons, publicly owned by big banks that launder the drug money, who then work for 25 cents an hour. So they make money on both ends of it. And I know you don't understand that. You barely know how to put your pants on, put your belt buckle on. I understand that. That's why you were chosen for the job. Now, cops that slip through or older police officers, they know what's going on. By the way, I learned all this from police in the last 15 years. Getting to know Dallas detectives, Austin detectives, LAPD detectives, getting to know these people over the years. I mean, it's a running joke. A running joke. I mean, I have been in the New York subway and gone up and talked to U.S. Army that's there. We even got it on video, but I felt so sorry for these guys, I didn't put it out. And I'm like, hi, what are you doing? I'm protecting you from terrorists. And I went, you are. And I believe the person had an extra chromosome. And I'm not putting people down who have that. It's very sad. But I believe they're actually recruiting mentally retarded people. I mean, and I was like, you are in the Army. I am. And then I also had footage I did use from that same trip where we're down by Times Square. There's U.S. Army running around with 45s on their hips, and they see us taping them across the street, and the U.S. Army runs over and begins screaming and cussing that they're going to kick my butt if I don't stop taping. And I said, do it! Do it! You know how what that would do for the Republic if you beat me to death right there? You cowards, I would have just submitted while you just split my skull through and murdered me. That's what will rise the Republic to your evil! Strike me down, I'll become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And that's why the controllers haven't killed me yet. They know it! You think I want to die? No! I love life so much, I'm willing to die! And some of you haven't figured that out yet. Now, I'm sorry, I just go back to that point. It's in, Road to Tyranny, or is it in... Is it in Endgame? It's in Endgame. We ought to cue that up later. I know Aaron was up here late last night, but if he's here, he usually gets in by now. Get him to find that clip. People won't believe it. I'm tired of it. And you know what happened when I rose up to like six or seven military people? By the way, these weren't dumb people. These were gangbangers. And again, they're hiring people who barely can tie their shoelaces from the cornfields, and they're hiring gangbangers. And these guys were gangbangers. They got the 45 on, rolling. And you know what? Obviously racist the way they acted. Whitey's across the street taping them. That isn't going to happen in America. And they came over, and they let me. And I said, you know what? Go ahead and do whatever you're going to do. So this is the situation that we've gotten in this republic. And the government is going to turn all these people loose on you. You know where the biggest Army, Navy, Marine Corps recruiting station is in the world? Pull it up. Mexico City. Oh, yeah. Nationalistic, anti-U.S., get up here. Biggest cohorts now in the entire military. Illegal aliens, legalize the minute they sign the dotted line. And they will come into your house, and they will take your guns, and they will ask for seconds in a minute. And they're ready to fight. So, by the way, you think I'm joking? I can play you Frontline, where it shows a bunch of gang member types, and this family's got some firewood in their car. They get out of a field, and they shoot the car up laughing. They shoot the car up laughing, and then run an Abrams tank over it back and forth laughing. Okay, that's what's being turned loose on America. And I'm going to get into this new information here in a moment. But I want to hear from the military and police. If I'm wrong, you call in and tell me I'm wrong. If I'm right, you've been to these urban warfare drills to confiscate the guns, you call in here. And I want to ask you a question right now. Okay, did you think there wouldn't be a response from the Republic? We may be fat, dumb, and happy in this country, but there's still a shadow of the spirit of 1776. The spirit of 1776 is alive and well, and it's in my heart, it runs through my veins, it burns in my mind, and it burns in your mind the minute you decide to break your conditioning and join the Republic. It's 1776 worldwide against the spirit of 1984. It's that simple! This country's been taken over by banks, they set up a military takeover system so the criminals can get away with it. And we've got to get the word out to the military and the police now, and we got to straight talk right to them so they realize what we're dealing with here! Now I want to go to Paul Watson. Paul Watson joining us from the UK, where they've had foreign troops run checkpoints in Scotland and England, pulling families out of cars. BBC, it's the same everywhere. Foreign troops, publicly they admit in a bunch of mainstream news that they're going to use foreign troops in America during an emergency. That's AFP, AP, Toronto Star. We need a master article, Watson, next week or something, a full spectrum article with different sections, how they're conditioning you for military on the streets, how they're violating posse comitatus, you know, Marine Corps out on the streets at a shooting in Alabama. The list goes on and on. DUI checkpoints. We need an example of the foreign troop admissions with all the mainstream articles with foreign troops, training, NLE09, the rest of it, for domestic. We need an example historically of what this means and then why they're doing it because of the banking implosion. Paul Watson. Okay, we got him on video Skype, but he can't hear us. Let's get...
Hello?
Okay, Watson, good to have you here with us.
Good to be here.
Okay, Watson, I'm obviously ranting here because time is getting short. We're coming down to the wire here. You know, in the 2008, they announced by 2011, Brigade Homeland would be on the streets of America. The reports are pouring in now, a full military occupation. San Antonio, MPs out arresting U.S. citizens, that's confirmed. Florida, it's happening. Was it you or Kurt wrote that article last year where the Marines said they're the Army arrested 2,000 in New York at X-ray checkpoints on the highways?
I don't remember. It's probably Kurt. that wrote that one.
Well, we've got to dig this stuff up and add it to his latest article. Have you seen the article? Obviously, you have. Busting posse comitatus, military cops arrest civilians in Florida City.
I've seen it, yeah, but I think Kurt wrote that one. I know there's military training exercises going on in Boston at the moment that are going to run until August 5th.
But more than that, these aren't exercises. These are arrests being made. So we need to, I guess I need to get with Kurt and add examples of the different things that have been going on. Here at Homestead Air Base, we have the Crime Stop hotline that allows anyone either on base or off installation to anonymously report a crime. Okay, we're reporting that the terrorists train at U.S. military bases, explains the Homestead Air Base website. If you know of a crime that has been committed, if you see a crime in progress, or if you see a suspicious person, vehicle, or situation that makes you feel a crime may be occurring, call the Security Force Crime Stop headline. And then it goes on to report that the military is now arresting people at Circle K's off base and basically running checkpoints. And they've got the photo here. We'll put this up on screen from Infowars.com of the police posing with the military. What do you make of this, Watson?
Well, it's par for the course, isn't it? They've just sent me an article, massive checkpoint operation in Tennessee violated Posse Comitatus Fourth Amendment. That was in Tennessee back in 2009. So, I mean, you went to the urban warfare drills, what was it, in the late 90s, mid to late 90s, and that's what they were practicing, so now it's coming to fruition. And there's exercises going on in Boston at the moment.
And by the way, these exercises go live. I videotaped at exercises on real highways where the Marines, that's in Police State 2000 as well, start arresting citizens. We've got links in the article. Now I remember the actual headline. It was... National Guard arrested 2,000 civilians in New York, Fox News. That's pretty much the headline, but I want to show folks this who are in denial. Watson, I got you online, you know, just basically saying that I want to really start focusing on this because a couple days ago I sent you that RT News piece that's gotten some more attention from 2 years ago. Or 2008, 3 years ago, where they talk about 20,000 U.S. troops on the streets for economic collapse. And you're like, Alex, in the I Am Back, you said this is old. The point is, they talked about it being in place by 2011, right on time to fully collapse the economy. The point is, this has all been orchestrated, Watson.
Yeah, I haven't read anything about it, Alex, so I have to look into it to see what's going on. But Nimmo posted the article this morning about Florida, so... Maybe it's worth talking to Nimmo.
What else are you working on today? I know you've filed a lot of reports.
Well, a record number of Americans have basically lost faith in Obama. And this is important because this debt crisis seems to have virtually guaranteed his 2012 election defeat because the number of Americans that believe the country's heading in the right direction 2 weeks ago was 21%. Now it's 17%. That's a record low. And you've got 75%, three-quarters of Americans who think the country's on the wrong track. And, of course, this dovetails with the polls we had earlier in the week saying that a generic candidate versus Obama would beat him, 48% to 42%. So, I mean, he's completely had it in terms of 2012. The corporate brand Obama that they created 2.5 years ago has already run its course, and you even have a 58% of Democrats think the country's heading in the wrong direction, so he's lost his base as well. And that's obviously come about, it's intensified as a result of this debt crisis.
But you know what the White House advisors are saying? Terror attack is the thing that will help Lord Obama.
Well, yeah, numerous White House advisors, former Clinton advisors, have said that the only thing that's going to reverse his fortunes is an OKC-style attack, something similar to the Norway massacre last week. But, I mean, as you get closer to 2012, that becomes an increasing possibility if they do resort to that kind of false flag, because it's the only thing that's going to save Obama now. His credibility is completely shot. The Libya thing is out of control now. They're talking about approving an embassy for the Libyan rebels on U.S. soil in Washington. We've already had Britain say they're going to unfreeze $150 million and give it straight to the Libyan rebels. Britain has now recognized them as the official government of Libya, even though they don't control, they control less of the country now than they did before the bombardment started.
And they admittedly call them Al-Qaeda, and we're going to be getting into that coming up with Richard Mack later. But then meanwhile, they're hyperventilating over the, quote, Muslim groups hanging up Sharia law signs. And it, these groups are admitted, and we have the documentation of that posted above the article, are admitted MI5 and MI6, and it's all staged. I mean, they have guys clownishly, you know, with beards and turbans. It's they can barely stop from laughing, running around saying ridiculous things so the government can take all of Britain's rights in the name of fighting the Muslim, quote, menace.
Well, yeah, they set the Muslims against Crusades, against up against the EDL, English Defence League. Both organisations are completely infiltrated and run by MI5. The EDL is just made up of drunk football hooligans who were all infiltrated by British Intelligence Special Branch over a decade ago, even as far back as the late 80s they were all infiltrated. And the Muslims are run by this guy who's got direct links with the MI5 British Intel, and they just get them at each other's throats so the media can splash it all over the front pages, and it's divide and conquer.
It is. Watson, good job. I just wanted to give you an update on this military situation. I didn't even give the number out. Our phones are loaded with military and police. I want to play this news clip, though, from 3 years ago about the troops on the street, because now here we are 3 years later, and it's actually happening. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Come, you masters of war. Here they build the big guns.
This is so elementary.
Here they build the death planes.
So elementary. foreign banks took over the U.S. issuance of currency and credit in 1913. They then used the United States to basically take over the world. The same banks were financing Hitler and the Soviets. That's why they always win. They finance everybody. But through fraud, they finance it out of clear blue sky, backed up by the credit and faith of the country. And now they want us bankrupt. They want a post-industrial world where you're dependent on government. They've got most people dependent on government in one way or another. And without even giving the number out, I got police, former police, military, former military, after James, Brad, Bill, Garrett, Keith, and others. Garrett hung up. He was a current police. I want to go to your calls. But I briefly wanted to play just part of this RT report, and this was reported on because the Army Times put it out, that they want 20,000 and then 300 plus thousand troops in the United States for the financial collapse, and they add on terrorism. Here it is.
3 years, 20,000 more U.S. troops, but not to Iraq or Afghanistan. According to Pentagon officials, these men and women will be stationed inside of the U.S. Thousands of additional uniformed men and women set to be trained by 2011. They'll serve as a response to a possible mass terror attack or civil unrest following an economic collapse. So how concerned are Americans about this?
20,000 more troops here in the U.S.?
I have not heard any of that, actually. No, I have not.
First time I've heard of it.
Ben Friedman of the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank, explained what this bombshell will mean for the U.S.
Is this just the beginning of this expansion of presidential authority, of military authority here in the U.S.?
I hope not. We've seen the expansion of the use of the military within the United States for some time. A lot of the concern with this story about these troops being used for domestic purposes was that they would engage in law enforcement, arresting people, detaining them. They can't do that.
But that hasn't stopped people from speculating.
That's enough.
It doesn't seem right to have the military.
The Army Times said they're training to, quote, arrest people and pull triggers. That was a quote. Now, I wanted to go to Garrett. He was current police, but he hung up. And I got a lot of other police, former police, military. And after I'm done with these five or six callers that fill up the Genesis board, our phone number can take unlimited calls. Theirs just takes six calls at a time. I only want to hear from current and police and military. I want to hear from former as well. But I want to hear specifically, you know, this stuff's out in the open now. I mean, are people concerned? Or are they just so dumbed down that they think this is normal? I mean, if you've been to any third world country, you see military on the streets because they've got a corrupt government that's robbed everybody. And of course, the military's for the people. It doesn't stop terror attacks. You don't just sprinkle military around for some foggy terror attack. You can't protect everybody. It's designed for the people. It's designed for secret arrest. It's designed for total control. Let's go to Keith in D.C., who's former police. Keith, what's your view on all this?
Well, basically, Alex, first of all, let me thank you for the work you're doing. You're doing a great job. You're really waking people up. Secondly, I wanted to let you know that as far as back as 1987, when I was on the D.C. police force, Metropolitan Police, we were taking urban assault training. There was a time when a bunch of us, along with some other officers from areas close to us, went to Dover Air Force Base for a weekend of what they called urban assault training.
Yeah, mount training. I mean, training's one thing. Now they're publicly merging them.
Well, I understand it, but at that time, what really seemed weird is that there were all these foreign people there, and we were told not to ask where they were from. Of course, we found out where they were from, but they were from other countries. They weren't police officers. They were military people, and they were asking us to instruct them.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.